Reggie Bush joining us on the program. What's up, Reg?
No, I'm messing, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great,
Reg.
Congratulations on landing in Detroit. Why Detroit, bud? Talk about it.
You know what? I just felt like it was a good fit. You know, I felt like, you know, everything seemed to fit the right way when I spoke to the coaches, Coach Schwartz, Coach Linehan. You know, our thought processes were the same. The mentality was the same. You know, the language was the same. Everything just seemed to fit right. You know, it wasn't really much they had to sell me on. And, you know, I went there to visit the team and never left. And now I'm a Detroit Lion.
Oh, I love it, man. I love your fit there. Scott Linehan is an underrated offensive mind. I'm sure, as you know, sitting in there and talking ball with him and studying the tape. And, I mean, you were with a great quarterback in Drew Brees down in New Orleans. We know that. But, you know, Matthew Stafford, those receivers and your impact and how they're going to use you, I absolutely love the fit.
Yeah, I honestly think it was the best choice for me out there. You know, there were other places that I could have looked at and could have went to, but I really felt like this was the best option, the best fit, the best choice for me at this stage in my career. You know, I really think it's going to work out really well for us.
So and at least eight games indoors, bud.
Yeah, that's good too, especially how cold it is in Detroit.
It is. Reg, I'm just going to take a guess here. Do you anticipate that you're going to be used more in the receiving end of it, not because you ran the ball great at Miami, but these guys throw the ball more than any team in the NFL. When they talk to you, do they say we're trying to balance that up, or do they say here's the things we see you doing in the passing game? What was that conversation like?
Yeah, it was about running the ball first. They want a balanced attack. You know, they want to be able to bring – a run game that's effective and, you know, that helps balance out, you know, the passing game. Obviously, Calvin Johnson demands a lot of attention, and when that's going on, you know, that should open up a lot for me. You know, I definitely know one thing, I won't be seeing any more 8-man boxes. So,
never.
That's the running back's dream. Yeah, ever. So, you know, that's the running back's dream. And you know, just from watching film, and just seeing the amount of space and opportunity out there for a running back like myself, like I said, it wasn't much they had to sell me on. It was pretty simple.
I love, and they run so much, as you know, 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends, a couple wide receivers. And if they want to roll that coverage to Calvin, I mean, you're getting to the line of scrimmage untouched, but they don't have the extra guy in the box for you.
I mean, I was looking at film, and I saw, you know, they were in tight end and an extra tackle, and team defenses were still in nickel personnel. So, you know, that's a running back's dream. Anytime you get that, you know, you're chopping at the bit to run the ball, and you know, that's just going to make it so much harder for a defense coordinator to be able to defend us.
Let's just talk about you, your development. Where are you now physically? How do you feel? You know, you surprised not me and Tim, but some people when you went down to Miami and became what I call a tackle runner. It wasn't the outside game. That'll never go away for you. But I thought the inside stuff that you did, Reg, down there, that was a different look at Reggie Bush.
Yeah, you know what? That was an opportunity for me to go and show that, you know, I could be an every down back. I could run between the tackles. And, you know, when Coach Sperano brought me in, you know, that's what we talked about. And I felt like the opportunity was there, and it was just about me, you know, seizing the moment and going out there and making it happen. So, you know, I think the opportunity was great, and I really enjoyed it. But I'm very, very excited about this opportunity here now, and I really think it's going to be the complete package for me and for us, you know, as an offense.
Hey, Reg, before it fades from your memory, the Miami Dolphins and what the future holds for them in particular, I mean, they put Mike Wallace in the mix. He'll help for sure. But just Ryan Tannehill, Daniel Thomas, Lamar Miller, if you could just talk about those three guys, I'd appreciate it, as would the Miami fans.
Yeah. You know what? Ryan Tannehill is a good young quarterback. He's very athletic, and, you know, I think he has a bright future. And you know, they needed to get some pieces around him to for him to be able to get the ball to. And I think bringing Mike Wallace in is going to be a great addition for them. And also with Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller, two good young running backs. I think they're going to be around for a long time and have a bright future as well. You know, I think they're definitely going to bring a good, solid power run game into that offense. So, and I think the biggest addition, though, was getting Mike Wallace for them, and I think they'll be good, and that should work out really well for them.
Let me ask you this, because I know they got younger at linebacker with Danelle Ellerbe and a fat deal and Phillip Wheeler.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure they got better with Carlos Dansby and Kevin Burnett being pushed out the door. That surprised me. How about you?
It surprised me, too. You know, Carlos Dansby is a great player. I played against him and played with him. And I don't know if there's another linebacker in the league like him. He's long, he's rangy, he's big. He's one of the few linebackers in his league that I consider to be able to do it all. I mean, he can guard running backs one-on-one, tight ends one-on-one, and he can also, stop the run, fit in and stop the run because he's about 260, and he doesn't even look like he looks like he's about 230. And he wears it well. So he's a linebacker that I think they definitely missed on, letting him go. But I know he won't have a problem getting a job right away if he hasn't already got a job somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree with that. One more on the Dolphins, and then I'll turn it back to Pat. Now, this is just my opinion. It doesn't mean anything. But I did some of your games last year and studied you pretty hard. I don't think Jonathan Martin can be a legitimate left tackle. No indictment on him. I think he's a right tackle, and that's it. Your thoughts on that?
He's young. He obviously last year was his first year, and when Jake Long went down, they asked him to step in there and play left tackle, which is extremely tough because you're seeing every team's best defensive end, and so he struggled naturally. But he's a rookie. I think he's a good player. I don't know what the best fit is for him. I thought he played well last year at right tackle. So I guess that's kind of up to them. I think Jake Long is a great player. I definitely think he'll end up somewhere, if not back, with the Miami Dolphins. But they're definitely going to need some kind of veteran to back up that left tackle position if they don't bring back Jake Long.
Jake Long was one of the two things I want to talk to you about, Reg, and you can comment on Jake if you care to. My comment to you, though, is Jake, to my knowledge, played hurt last year. And, the problem in the NFL is you go on that field with equipment on, and they evaluate you just like you're 100% healthy. It almost is discouraging to see when a guy sucks it up and goes out there, not 100%, and all of a sudden give up a sack, whatever. Oh, my God, Jake doesn't have it anymore. Playing hurt.
It's the nature of the beast. It's part of our game. It's part of football and what we do. And anytime you step out on that field, you just have to know that you're going to be evaluated as if you're 100%. Which I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody in this league that's played 100%. Last time I played 100%, I was in Pop Warner. So that's just the nature of the beast. And I think Jake is a really good left tackle. And, like I said, he did play hurt last year. You're right about that. He did play hurt. So, unfortunately for him, people kind of evaluate him as he doesn't have any more. But he does still have it. And I think he'll get a shot somewhere soon.
Now, the next one and the last one for me today is, there's two of them. Somewhere along the line, we have a lot of Kansas City fans who know you went to high school with Alex. And they're going to want to hear from you about Alex. But first, I want to hear about you and Matthew Stafford. The way we practice nowadays, you're not going to see this guy very much. How are you guys going to get together and start learning this stuff?
We've already been talking. We've already been talking about the possibilities and just going over the language of the playbook and what he does at the line, his ability to check and get into different plays and different situations. We've already started that language already. So, he's a text and a phone call away. And anytime I have questions, I'm definitely going to be giving him a call, and I'm already studying the playbook and just preparing myself mentally for day one of OTAs and minicamp and getting myself prepared for that. So Matt's a great quarterback. I'm very excited about playing with him.
Reggie, you also played last year with a bad knee. How's the wheel?
It's good. It's fine now. I took a little hit, and I played about 4 or 5 games injured, but I still was able to play through it. And but the leg is good now. The knee is good. You know, the off season obviously affords us time to be able to you know, recover and heal up. And so, you know, I'm fine. I'll be ready to go day one. And really, I'm fine now. You know, so.
No, I can't wait to see you. I'm sure I'll have a 3 or 4 year games next year with the Lions, and looking forward to the impact you make with that team, man. Thank you for a few minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me on.